Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I got a bit of a meltdown, and I believe my meltdown may have a different view or an opinion that's not the popular one that's going on with something that went down over the weekend. Yeah.
Does it have to do with, balls?
No.
Being thrown?
Maybe.
Between men?
No.
In tight pants?
No.
That have tight ends?
No. Okay. Not a football thing.
Oh, okay.
Sporting event at all?
Maybe.
Because a lot of that happened this week.
Maybe something to do with sports. Maybe. But not a sport that I ever talk about.
Gay sex Olympics?
Yes!
I knew it!
Oh,
ding, ding, ding.
It's my favorite. It's funny. Funny you should say that. I just booked a gig at Hamburger Mary's.
I know. You were telling me about
this. I'm so excited about it.
Are you going to dress up in drag?
No. It's not going to be that kind of show. I covered it with them. I asked them what they expected. And they, I said, look, I have no problem with any kind of a crowd. I love every kind of, every group,
Mexican.
No, I've done that too.
Oh, you
too.
Like them too? Oh, I'm
everybody.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Continue.
No, I do.
Continue.
I just have to build a wall around the club.
Right.
But so they said, no, this is not going to be like a gay themed, comedy show.
Yeah.
We want a straight up.
Straight.
Yes. Johnny B. How straight?
Right.
I know.
I know what goes on there. I've been there before.
No, I'm saying how straight am I? Like, yeah, I'm heterosexual, but when it comes to being straight, I'm pretty middle of the road because I love Glee and I sing Adele songs and
you have tendencies.
Right. All the way down to I don't actually have sex with men, but
that's okay if you did.
Right. But I can hang around gay guys and be very comfortable. Like, there's not a problem with it at all. Like, I'm very comfortable.
Could you make out with a guy?
Probably not.
A girl that used to be one?
Maybe that. I don't know.
I'll give you some pointers after if and when it happens.
Oh, I'm going to watch.
Oh, my God. I was just reminded by Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
I loved the males because I used to be one.
Yeah.
That's who Ryan's going to be making out with. Maybe. Maybe not, though.
Let me get Instagram. I'm almost at 1,000. I got to get for my personal one. Johnny B. Tampa. Of course, we have the Johnny B. Show is the one we all share here. And then, of course, Anna Hummel Radio, Scrum Ryan Radio. You should be following all of those Instagrams, man, because we be gramming it up and stuff. And if you were following my Instagram stories, then you saw what kind of a Saturday night that I had and that I barely remember after about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
It was fun, man.
Yeah, I saw all the reposts and everything like that. I saw your drive home. Hopefully you weren't driving.
No.
You were just looking into the camera like such a drunk bitch.
I don't remember at all.
White girl wasted, just looking, opening, closing the eyes.
I was playing Ari in the background.
Anything. I couldn't hear it. No one could hear it.
Yeah, they could. I saw my story the next day, a-hole, and I was playing Ari CD, and it was one of those things I tagged Ari in it. And that's why I did that. I figured out because when I saw it the next day, I was like, I have no recollection of any of that. Mm. The masturbatory Corona bottle. Don't remember any of that. Ryan made a boomerang of.
The singing, the dancing. I saw it all.
I don't remember
any. It was like I was there.
I don't remember doing any of the singing. I barely, kind of remember the first song a little bit. Nothing after. Like I was, but I had my DD, Leah, was driving for me.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah. She got me. She got me real good. Oh, my God.
Have fun with this one.
I will. Anyway, but I have to say, I have to give a shout out to East Lake Woodlands Country Club. Tim Keelick, by the way, his food was outstanding that night.
So
But I walked into this place, and it's kind of an older country club. It's established. So I'll use that word. It's been around for a while. Really nice neighborhood. I mean, I like a neighborhood that's nice, but it's got like a history to it. Like it's not a year old. I mean, it's got nice oak trees and some of the houses are older, but well kept. But this club was gorgeous. Like I walked in, there's this nice bar, there's like a gym and all that, like a country club has. And I'm like, where are we doing the comedy? And they're like upstairs. I walk in, there's a ballroom, these big chandeliers, just beautiful up there. I was like, oh, look at hell no. Johnny B getting ready to play a mini stress center. And Murillo was brilliant. Mike Rivera was brilliant. The place was, like, very accepting. Like, it's hard for the first night of a comedy show for the first time ever at a venue. People don't really take to it too well. It felt like I was playing the Improv or McCurdy's or Side Splitters. Like, it was that kind of an atmosphere. We had such a good time. Like, a blast. So, shout out to all the folks at East Lake Woodlands. There was a few people there that listened to the show that happened to live there.
The Beals.
Yeah, and they were excited. You know, there was Mandy and her husband, who she sent me a message today.
Doesn't she have a song?
It's funny you should say that. I don't know if she even knew I was singing about her all last week. But they're going to come out and see me in Sarasota next month. So, it's very, very nice. All right, let's take this call. Justin, what's up?
What's up, bud?
How you doing, bro?
All right, man. I was just tuning in, man, and all of a sudden I hear some, you know, gay rhetoric being tossed around, and like,
is that a problem?
I'm not sure what it was,
you?
But no, it does not.
You sound aroused.
So what is your question, Justin?
I was just wondering, was that Johnny B that was talking?
Yeah, it's my show. It's a Johnny B show.
Right? No, right. I understand. Mm-hmm. So, like, are you trying to tell your audience that you may have gay tendencies? Or?
No. Were you listening to the sentences that I was speaking with my mouth? I said
well,
no.
I was. Yeah. But I had just tuned in, so I might have missed.
Okay. Well, let me recap real fast for you. I said that I am not gay, but I am very open to a lot of the culture because I like a lot of the same things, like the show Glee, and I like to sing Adele songs. Therefore, I'm very comfortable around gay people.
Do you sing Adele songs, like, around? Well, I guess it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
But you're not gay.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, how about you? Well, are you a straight gentleman?
No, I'm straight. Yeah, I'm married.
Okay.
To a dude.
Sorry. That was Anna. She's
that's
a mean
accepted
person.
Now, so it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's legal and everything.
Well.
All right, man. Well, I hope you can sleep better at night knowing that I don't take a ding dong.
Listen, just want to tell y'all always do a great job.
Thanks,
like
man.
I said, I just got home, so I was just tuning in. But
you got it, pal.
I'm going to keep y'all home for at least the next couple hours.
I'm going to turn you gay. Love you.
Later.
Yikes.
That went a lot better than I thought it was going to go.
All of our gay listeners are like, no, he can stay right where he is.
I feel like he's a guy that's going to show up with a poster that says God hates F's.
he sounded
like that type.
Yeah.
Did you say you were gay? God hates F's.
That could have been a way worse call, though.
Like, I was worried.
Like his accent sounded like a hate crime, and he ended up being an okay guy. I think he just wanted to kind of join in the conversation and be funny or see if I can make me be funny or something. So
maybe.
I get it. He's like, I'll call in right now. Look, rednecks love me. I mean, my best friend's a redneck. You know what I mean?
And but he's a special redneck.
He's kind of gay, too, so it's fine.
Really?
Whitmore? Yeah.
What do you guys do that's gay together?
We just always, when we get drunk, we seem like we're always humping on each other. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Seem like you're always humping on each
other? Leah says, and I know this to be a fact, when I get drunk, I hump inanimate objects and people. Like, just, you know, dry hump them. And she said Saturday night, and I don't know if you remember this, Ryan, but she said that I was humping tables and people.
And me.
I think she said I humped Tommy Clemens. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't remember. I went on my story. I was eating a breadstick that Ryan had bought for I guess Ryan bought pizza and breadsticks.
I did.
And I was eating a breadstick like Linda Lovelace, and...
Was that what that was? Because I showed my boyfriend. I'm like, what does this look like to you?
Yeah. I guess I was trying to be funny. I went when I woke up and saw that, I started laughing, but I deleted it like as soon as I could. I was like, that's not cool. Because I didn't take the video. My girlfriend did. Because whenever I'm drinking, I give her my phone and I say, hey, if you want to capture any of tonight, like when I'm doing stand-up, grab a couple little clips, get it up there. Because that's what your Instagram story is for, and Facebook story, so people can kind of, you know,
follow along
your life a little bit. You know, people want to see me with my drunken hijinks. They want to see me making love to a breadstick. They want to see me singing Etta James songs. They want to see me telling jokes at comedy clubs. I mean, that's why I follow the people that I'm interested in. I want to see what they're up to. You know, if Bert Kreischer farts on somebody in a grocery store, I want to see it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.